Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 23 of the Wiffle Zoo. I'm Rose Carl Coffee. How about we enter the zoo? Part of the National Wiffle Network. Let's meet that panel. Joining us once again, Andrew Hidden Dagger Stone. What's up, Andrew?
Much, Carl. How's it going?
It's going well. Not a big panel today, but a short, fun show. And joining us once again for the second time, James the Golden Eye Stein. What's up, James?
Oh, I don't like that nickname. I was doing great. Now I'm awful.
You know, I put our names in a ninja nickname generator, and I'm Carl Iron Tiger Coffee.
I was really excited about that. Now I'm very upset. I don't know how to feel about that.
You want to be Desert Shadow?
Hell yeah.
All right. James Desert Shadow Stein. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
Carl's killing it in the standings. He had a great week last week, picking Earl in that Golden Stick tournament. He has 16 points, Stoneman with 9, Tom G and Millsy with 8, Soup 7, Stein 3, Austin 3. Let's get started. We got 4 big matchups. Looks like 3 tournaments and 1 head-to-head. BWBL, James Stein. It's in northeastern Pennsylvania, not too far from Scranton, home of The Office. It's that league that had that $10,000 grant from Pepsi to build a sweet field. It's going to be the Wiffle Ball Junkies versus Balls Deep. Stoney, lead us off. Two games.
I'm going to go with the Balls Deep sweep, powered by the Calladay brothers, Anthony and Brent. They're both good hitters, and they're looking to continue their good season. So I'm going with the sweep from Balls Deep.
Balls Deep sweep. All right. James Stein joining us for the second time. He's a big-time figure in Wiffle, and I'm glad to have him on. Wiffle Ball Junkies, Balls Deep 2 games. Who do you got?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'm really not a huge fan of this like resurgence of teams with the word balls in it. I think it's very low-hanging fruit and uncreative. So I don't want to pick Balls Deep, but I recognize that on paper they're a better team. So I'm going to go with the 1-1 split here.
James going with the split. And I respect that. These guys are 1-2 in the National League in the BWBL, which stands for the Backyard Wiffle Ball League, which is crazy because these guys, they don't play in a backyard anymore, but they kept the name. Balls Deep after 4 games, James Stein, is plus 42 in the run differential. That's crazy. They're plus 42. But I did some research, and the Junkies have Steve Dotsel, who is he's just a veteran pitcher who throws strikes. He's beat some of the best in the NCAA tournament. I'm going to agree with James here. I say split. All right. Let's move to Indiana, the heartland in the Midwest. And we're going to go GBL. Every other week they have a two-day tournament with 4 teams. Seems to work for them. I'm going to lead off with James Stein. There's 4 teams. The Pinchy Crabs, Blue Tacomas, Jaeger Bombers, Noble Norwals. They play without a wiffle ball, they play on cement, no base running, crazy style. So, who do you got winning this 2-day tournament?
Well, let me start by saying that I love cement whiffs, and actually learned to play on cement fields. So, I appreciate that. I am going to go, knowing nothing other than the names of these teams, I'm going to go with the Pinchy Crabs, because that is what a good wiffle ball team name sounds like, in my opinion.
Have you ever thrown the Champro poly-molded baseball, the baseball with the holes all over the place? Have you ever thrown that?
No.
That's what they play there, and they love it. They've been doing it for years, and then they show up to a national tournament, and they do well. So it seems to work for them.
Interesting.
So James is coming on the show. He said split last time. He said Pinchy Crabs this time. I made my picks before talking with him, so I'm not going to change. But I'm going to agree with him because of the BRB boys. And we're going to call them the Be Right Back boys. Everyone remembers the AOL Instant Messenger Be Right Back. Buzia, Ryan V, and Barley. Those guys, big 3 names on the Pinchy Crabs. Vogas is probably going to hit 4 or 5 bombs this weekend. I picked them last time they finished second. They got me a point. I'm agreeing with Stein once again. This guy's intelligent. Pinchy Crabs win. What do you got, Stoney?
I'm going to go with the Norwals in this. I just think the Yonkman and then Matt Kuna might be available to play. So that's going to be a big plus for them. And just for you guys picking the Crabs, They're going to be with that Capshire this weekend, and he's going to be replaced by Bill Meyer coming out of retirement for 2 years. He hasn't played. And Linsner's not playing with the Bombers, too. So I don't know if you knew that, Carl.
I heard a while from James Stein. Listen, Stoney goes deep into research. He does every week, and it's pretty amazing to see.
It's very impressive research. Love to see it.
Yet he's in second place, so who knows how good he is. So I actually like to dive deep into these unknown leagues, these unknown tournaments. And you kind of talked about it when Milstead was on with you. You actually complimented the Zeus 9, and I appreciated that. So there's this tournament in Illinois called the Fox Lake Wiffle Ball Tournament. There's 8 teams, and I mean, there's not much to know about these guys. But James Stein, you're going to lead off here. Who's going to win this tournament?
Well, you know, again, and you texted me about this before, and you were like, they sent me info if you want it. And I was like, nah, I'm just going to wing this one. I'm going to go with the Blazers because I'm treating that team name like a double entendre. And if it's not a double entendre, they will lose. But if it is a double entendre, I predict they will win. So I'm going to go with the win because I have confidence in this team.
James Stein, he can't name a guy from the Blazers. It could be a couple of moms on the team. It could be a couple of grandfathers. Who knows? But he's picking the Blazers, and I respect that.
I'm in for mothers and grandfathers. In. And do not check my browser history for that, by the way.
I actually looked at the files from the Fox Lake Wiffleball Tournament. I talked to their tournament director. He sent me 3 emails, and I looked through it, and I saw the Apes have won 3 of the last 5 years. So, of course, I'm going to pick them. But they've never won back-to-back years, and they won last year. So if you're into patterns, you would not pick them this year. You'd pick them next year. But I'm still going to pick them because they have a two-headed monster. Yes, they have 2 players. So I'm thinking it's a 2-on-2 tournament maybe. But Tanner and Mark, last name unknown. Tanner is an MVP guy, so he's a beast at the plate. And Mark, he's a beast on the mound. These guys, Tanner and Mark, they're unstoppable. They could be 12 years old. I don't know. Who knows? But Fox Lake, Wiffle Ball, Fox Lake, it sounds refreshing. I'm going with the Apes. What do you got, Stoney?
It's hard to go against a team called the Blazers, like Stein said. It's just natural to me. It's just tough not to pick them. But I'm going to go with the American Mambas. And like you said, Carl, these guys are unknown names, but they got a guy named Kyler that is absolutely smashing the ball. And then when it seems like when he's on the mound, he's just mowing guys down too. And with a little help from Matt and Brett, it looks like they're going to take this one.
I love how it's just first names. Like, there's no last names. It's all just a bunch of first name guys. So it's a crapshoot. Blazers, Apes, Mambas. You know, 3 out of 8 chance one of us picks the winner. You happy with your pick, James?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm surprised.
Unless it's not a double entendre.
All right. So we're going to Golden State next. We did this last week, but, man, Golden State is hot right now. They had, how many teams did they have last week, James? Do you know?
24.
Man, that's awesome. 24. That is awesome. I mean, this seems to be the style. And if you want to, you know, James finally has something he knows about, so it's going to be kind of interesting. And last week I picked Earl and Enemy. And right now I got a list of, I think I got 16 teams. Registration doesn't end until Thursday at 9 p.m. So teams can still sign up. Last week when we did this, James, the Black Widows weren't even on the list, and they end up finishing in second. So
Wow.
Yeah, no one had. I doubt anyone would have picked them anyways. But anyways, I picked Earl and Enemy last week, and guess what? I'm going to stick with the same two. That's a smart pick. They could easily finish 1-2 and give me 3 points, and I can just shoot up that leaderboard even more. I mean, come on. That's the smart pick, and if you guys disagree, you're wrong. What do you got, Stoney?
I disagree. I'm going to go with the New York Hammer, and I'm dance playing or not this weekend, but regardless, I'm going to go with 10-run rule. If Stant plays, I wouldn't be surprised if they win it.
What was your other team besides 10-run rule?
The Hammerheads. Rob Longerer's team.
All right, that's two completely different teams that I have. So we're going to go to James Stein next. You get to pick 2 teams because this is such a big tournament. Who are your 2?
Sure. So, first of all, I would say that Earl and Enemy are very safe picks.
Yeah.
The Enemy makes a habit of not sending their best and not playing at their highest level in the regular season, and then for playoffs and nationals, they show up in full force and just absolutely turn it on. So I don't have enemy going particularly deep for that reason, and Earl's good, really good, but I think what we're going to see is veteran presence really come out in this week. So I've also got 10-run rule in there. If Stant doesn't show up, I'm not going to pick 10-run rule. I assume he is going to show up because he's a lifer. And then the other team that I've got is State of Mind. Very underrated team in this big pool and loaded with not only talented guys but experienced. Remember, this isn't fast pitch. This is medium pitch. So you don't need a flamethrower to go extremely deep. So I've got State of Mind losing to 10-run rule.
James Stein, he is an expert on all things Golden Stick, but we won't get into that. Great picks there. Just like that, the show's over. But, Stoney, what do you got to plug?
Not much. I'm cashing this Golden Bet this weekend, playing with the lot. So, looking forward to that.
Stoney, at the age of 44, still playing. This is the guy you want to be when you're in your mid-40s. Still doing it at a high level. James Stein, you have a lot going on, man. Your podcast is big. I've been doing Wiffle Podcast for 9 years, and I listen to yours because it's just so refreshing to hear another voice, and I love the way you do it. What do you want to plug?
I don't have a whole lot to plug. I mean, we got the Wiffle Boy 28 episode of the pod just dropped. We got Stoney on tomorrow with the mystery guest. That episode will probably drop either during or right after the weekend. And, take a look at Maccabee is starting to put something together for, he's looking at 2 September days. I believe he's looking at September 5th and September 26th. Those are both going to be fast pitch United WIF warm-up events. So I'll definitely be there for one of them, although I do not have a team secured for that yet.
All right.
That's it.
James Stein, Stoney the Stone Man Stoner, Carl Coffey. I want to plug Holy Commutes. It's July. We're doing 4 weeks. I just had an interview with Truck from HRL, and then the following week I talked to Chris Galloway from the NWA tournament. And I also want to plug the Hometown Days. I'm putting on the Wiffle shoes again, and I'm playing after a 5-year retirement. I've been doing a lot of hardcore training, and I hope it's okay. A lot of big-time players are going to be there at the Hometown Days in northern Indiana. Should be okay. And so next week I'm going to be traveling, so we're not going to do a zoo. So for James Stein, Andrew Stoney, and Stoney Stoner, I'm Carl Coffey.
Here you go.
We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. Stay safe up there and wear a mask. Soup.